Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding a Lamed Vav Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom, Amar Le Rav Ashi L'Rav Yeshaya. So says the Gemara, Amar Le Rav Ashi L'Rav Yeshaya B'Rei Ravidi. Rav Ashi said to Rav Yeshaya, he said in Hasam Tanan, elsewhere in Mesech HaShabbos we learn, that Rav Shimon Gamliel Aymer Kol Sheshav Ba'adam Shleishim Yayim in a Nefel, if a child is born and he lives 30 days, then we know the child's on the Nefel, Haloi Shaha Sveika Havi. If let's say it didn't survive 30 days, but not because it just stopped, didn't survive, then it would for sure be a Nefel. The case was that they got killed during the 30 days, so there's no way to know would it have lived 30 days or not. In such a case, it's considered a suffix nefel. Now, Vidmar was learned to be said in the Gemara about this, that Mace betoy shleishim yoyim, let's say in the case of Yibo, where Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven died, but Mrs. Reuven was pregnant. She gave birth to a child, and the child died within 30 days. It got killed within 30 days, so it's a suffix nefel. But Mela, there's a suffix, does Mrs. Reuven fall to Yibo? However, Vamda v'niskacha, she went ahead and she got married to Baruch, she married to a random guy. So now do we require her to do chalitza from Shemit? So Ravina Mishmeda Rava Amar, Ravina said in the name of Rava that Im Eishas Yisrael li chalatzas, Im Eishas Kain hi ena chalatzas, that if Baruch is Yisrael, so then we require Mrs. Reuven to do chalitza with Shemin, and then she could go back to being with Baruch. However, if Baruch is a kayin, and by Mrs. Reuven doing chalitza with Shemin, it's going to asser her to Baruch, so then we don't require her to do chalitza. Whereas, no, even if Baruch is a kayin, we make Mrs. Reuven do chalitza. Now, Amrali, Ravina, Lord Misharshia, Ravina said to the Rav Misharshia that you are right, that you heard from Rava, that no matter what, she needs to do chalitza, but that's because Rava said that at the night share. However, Ubitzafra Hadarbay, the next morning he said that he was Chaiser, and he said that if it's an Eshes Kain, you could be Mako. Samar later, Rav Misharshia said back to Ravina that Sharisu, really, you're matter such a thing? Ye Rava Ditish Turav Tarba. It should be Hashem's will that you should also be Matar Chalev, which he was saying sarcastically, meaning that you can't be Matar Chalev, and you also can't be Matar this. However, that was the halacha that Ravina said. Ravina said, Mishmei Rava, that by an Eshes Kain were more Mako. So now, now ask Rav Ashi to Rav Yeshaya Reid Ravidi that Hacha Gabi Muberes Chaveira Minekas Chaveira Yanisua Lekaye Mai. What's the halacha when you have a person who was Ivra on this the Rabbanan of marrying Muberes or Minekas Chaveira, but he's a Kaye? So me Avir Rabbanan to Kata Lekaye? Did the Rabbanan make a fix for the Kaye that we are not going to make them get divorced? I lie, or did they not make a fix? So Amar Lei, Rav Yeshaya Reid Ravidi, so back to Rav Ashi that Hachi Hashta, you can't compare the two. Even if you're Ravina, you can't compare the two. Bishlam Hasam over there in Shabbos, Kiv Madika Rabbanan, the Pligali, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Maisa, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is not the only Shita. There's a Chachamim who argue, the Amri, and they say, the Afagav Delay Shahav, La Nalia Havi. They say that even if the child did not live 30 days, even if the child got killed, we assume that the child is kosher. It's not a Nefel, because you go Basar Raif. And therefore, Gabi Eshes Kayen, when it comes to the Eshes Kayin, when it comes to Mrs. Reuven, who went ahead and married Baruch, and Baruch Sakayin, so Kevin Deloy Afshar Avdina Karabanan. Since there's no way to go like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and require her to do Chalitza, because then that's going to asser her to Baruch, so then we're Saimich on the Rabbanan who say that we don't have to, that we're allowed to go Basarayv and assume that the child was healthy. And Mamela, Mrs. Reuven does not fall to Yibam, and she's Mutter to Baruch. That's what we're allowed to assume because we're being Saimich on the Rabbanan. Avohacha, when it comes to Mubaris and Menekes, who are you going to go like to say that she doesn't require a get? Ikra meir hamer yaitzi lo yachzrei lames. Ikra abanan hamri beget. But bein lefira meir, bein lefira abanan, she needs to get a get. It's just the machlekes, are they allowed to get remarried afterwards? If you're a meir, they can never get remarried. If you're the chachamim, yes. But even if you're the chachamim, she still needs to receive a get. But meila, you can't be meikel and say that she does not need the get. Now, Itmar, we learned that kitcha b'tayich shleisha ubarach. New case, let's say in general, you have a random lady who's an Amano or a Grusha, she was previously married, so the halacha is that she needs to wait 3 months before getting married. Let's say she didn't wait 3 months. She got married, b'tayich shleisha ubarach, but then the man ran away until he wanted to wait out the 3 months. He did the Kedushin, so clearly he was doing it l'shem, some level l'shem shemayim, meaning he was nervous that someone else might marry her, so he quickly wanted to marry her, but he's not going to be mamish ivra on the dindur abanan. He was ivra on it, but he's not going to go out of sight. He doesn't want to be together with her until 3 months pass. He wants to keep that halacha, but at the same time he wanted to secure his wife. So Pligi Baravach of Raphraim had to view this. Chad Amar Mishamtinanle. One of them said that we put him in Idoy. Lamaisa he was Ivar on the Tekana Durabanan, that we don't allow her to get married within 3 months. But Chad Amar Yeruke Misasye. Whereas the other one said that no, the fact that he ran away, that proves, that shows that he means well, and Mamela, we do not put him in Nidoy. There was a story that actually happened, and Raphaim Paskin, that we could rely on the fact that he ran away to not put him into Nidoy. The Mishnah mentioned in the case where Reuven died and Mrs. Reuven felt a shemen, so they're supposed to wait 3 months before doing Ibum. Let's say they didn't. Let's say they only waited 2 months. And Shimon was Miyabe and Mrs. Reuven, and Mrs. Reuven had a child 7 months later. So now we don't know. Is this a 9 month baby from Reuven? Or is this a 7 month baby from Shimon? So the Mishnah said that Misafik, the child's gonna be kosher Mimanifshach. Cause whether it's Reuven's child or Shimon's child, the child's gonna be kosher. If it's Reuven's child, then for sure the child's kosher. And even if it's Shimon's child, so that means that Reuven never had any children. So Mrs. Reuven fell to Yibam, and the child's gonna be kosher. But Klape Shimon and Mrs. Reuven, so we're not going to allow them to stay married because maybe it's Reuven's child. If it's Reuven's child, so then Mrs. Reuven is going to remain an Eishes Ach. She doesn't have a heter of Yibam. She's going to be an Eishes Ach. So we're not going to allow Shimon to stay with Mrs. Reuven. And in fact, the fact that they were together, we're going to require them to bring an Ashem Taloi because maybe Reuven had the child. It's a suffix, so therefore they have to bring an Ashem Taloi. Now Amar Le Rav Rav Nachman, Rav said to Rav Nachman that Lema Halech Acha Rav Nashim, Rav Nashim Otisha Yaldan. Why do we say it's only a suffix that they only have to bring an Ashem Taloi? Luchayre, it should be a Vadei Isser. It's Vadei Ivran and Isser Erva. And they should have to bring a chatas because we should go basar raiv. Raiv nashim give birth after 9 month pregnancies. So that should tell us that Reuven's the father and Mrs. Reuven's an Eishes Ach. So Amar Leis, Rav Nachman said back, then no, the Nashi Didan, the Shiva the Aldan. Our women give birth after 7 months. So Amar Lei, Rav says back, the Nashi Didchu of Reuven Alma, still there's a raiv in the world that only gives birth after 9. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman says, no, you don't understand what I mean. Hachi Kameina, this is what I meant to say. That raiv Nashim Yaldan Latisha Umiyat Lashiva. It's true that raiv Nashim give birth after 9 months, but there are also women of ours, meaning there are women in the world that give birth after 7. And we know that V'chol Hayeladas Latisha Ubra Nikr Lashish Yameh. And generally, or not generally, always, when a woman has a 9 month pregnancy, she always starts to show signs. She shows that she's pregnant 3 months in. Since this lady didn't show pregnancy a third of the way in, so Israel Eruba, so that breaks her rive, and that's why we consider it a suffix. Oh, wait a second, says Rava, Yikola Yeladas Adisha Ubra Nikul Lashish Yameha, if there's such a fact that every single woman who gives birth to a 9 month pregnancy, she's nicker 3 months in, so then in this case, Mrs. Reuven, midulay hooker, the shlish yamev, the fact that she wasn't nicker 3 months in, so obra vaday bar shiva, lebastrahu. So then that should tell us that it's for sure Shimon's child, that they shouldn't even have to bring any sort of carbon. So Allah says, Rav Nachman, no, that ema rive hayoledes latisha obra nikla shlish yamev. Not that it's kol, but there's a rive that a woman who gives birth after a 9 month pregnancy, she's nicker a third of the way through, 3 months in. Bahai, in this case, Mrs. Reuven, Midulai hooker, l'shlish yameha, so Israel Rubav. And the fact that she wasn't showing 3 months in, so that breaks the rive. So it's true that there's a rive that a woman has a 9 month pregnancy, but there's also a rive on that she's nicker 3 months in. In this case, where she wasn't nicker 3 months in, so it goes back to being a case of suffik, and that's why they only bring an ashim talui and not a chatos. Now, Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, that if let's say in this case, Shimon, after having this suffik baby with Mrs. Reuven, he then has a second child. So Rishayin Roili Yiskayin Gadol. The first child is 1000% kosher because Mimanif Shach, either Reuven's child or Shimon's child, like we spoke at before. The Mela, he can even be the next Kayin Gadol. Whereas Vashani, the second child that Shimon has with Mrs. Reuven, that's for sure Shimon's child. Shimon's the father. And there's a suffix that maybe the first child was Reuven's. So maybe Mrs. Reuven's an Eishes Ach. So this second child that Shimon has with Mrs. Reuven is a Mamzer Misafik. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aimer, that a Mamzer Misafik, that no, there is no Mamzer Misafik. So my kamar, what's going on over here? It's machleikas abayin rava. Amar abayin dahachik kamar. This is what's being said. Rishayin royli is kohen gadol. Like we said, Usheni is a suffik mamzer, va'asur b'mamzeres, whereas the Tanakhama says that the second child is a suffik mamzer, mamela, it's going to be asur for him to marry a mamzeres, because maybe he's not a mamzer. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that ain't a suffik mamzer, elavade mamzer. No, there's no suffik mamzer. A suffik mamzer is like a vade mamzer, umutu b'mamzeres, in the sense that he's allowed to marry a mamzeres. Whereas Rava Omer, Rava says the opposite, achik Omer. The Tanakhama was saying that Rishon really is Kohen Gadol, Usheni Mamzer Vada Misafik. The second one is a Vada, is a Mamzer Misafik, means a Vada Mamzer Misafik, meaning a Safik Mamzer is treated like a Vadai, Umbata Bamzeres. And on that, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, that no, Ein Vada Mamzer Misafik, that no, there's no such thing, El Safik Mamzer, a Safik's a Safik, Va'asar Bamzeres, and it's gonna be Asar for him to marry a Mamzeres. Now this Machlaik is between Abai and Rava, as to what the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is, which is very significant, because Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki, the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So says the Gemara, this machlaik is between Abaye and Rava about which way Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov held. Like Abaye, that a Safik Mamzer is like a Vaday and Mutab Mamzeres, or like Rava, that a Safik Mamzer is a Safik and also Mamzeres, is become Miflugi bid Rabbi Eliezer. It's really a machlaikis, and how to understand the following that was said with regards to Rabbi Eliezer. That now we learned in the Mishnah in Kedushin, that Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, that vadan bevadan mutter. A mamzer is allowed to marry a mamzeres if they're both a vadai. However, vadan besekan, usekan, bevadan, usekan, besekan, if one's a vadai and the other one's a suffik, or even if they're both a suffik, so then it's going to be aser. Ve'elu ain sveikan, and these are considered a suffik mamzer, a shtuki, a sufi, and a kusi. A shtuki, a person who doesn't know who his father is, a sufi, doesn't know who either of his parents are, and a kusi are always considered like a suffik mamzer because they didn't believe in kedushay kasef and kedushay shtar. Va'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, and halacha is Rabbi Eliezer, so Rav paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. However, said Rabbi Yehuda, the kiamrisa coming to Shmuel, when I said this halacha over in front of Shmuel, Samar Eliezer, Shmuel has said to me that no, that Hillel Shana Asar Yochsen Alumi Bavel, Hillel taught us that there were 10 groups of Yuchsin that came up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Kahani, Levi, Yisrael, Chalali, Geri, Haruri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Va'asufi. And he said about these different groups that Bekulan, Utaran, Lavei, Zebezeh, that there are groups amongst all 10 of these that can marry a different one of the group. Not that each one is mutter with the other 9, but there are ones that are mutter with the others. Meaning, a Shtuki and a Sufi are mutter to each other. So, Va'an, Amir, Allah, Kreb, Elazar. So Hillel said that a Shtuki and a Sufi are mutter to each other. And you're telling me that the Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer, that a Safik with a Safik is Asar? Shtuki and a Sufi are both Sfeikas and they're mutter with each other. So now like this, who's the Allah like? Like Rav, who said that the Allah follows Rabbi Eliezer? Or is the Allah like Shmuel, who said that the Allah is like Hillel? So says the Gemara that Abai is Savar Kishmuel Damar Allah ke Hillel. Abai Paskin like Shmuel, who says the Allah follows Hillel, that a Safik with a Safik is mutter. And Mamela, Muki, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, Ali, so he wanted Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov to also hold that the Safik with the Safik is Mutter, in order so that there should not be a stira in Halacha, that Halacha follows Shmuel, and also that Halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Whereas Rabbi Sarver like Rav, the Amr Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Paskin like Rav, who says that Halacha follows Rabbi Lazar, that the Safik Mamzer is Aser with the Safik Mamzeres, and therefore Muki Lel Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Ali B'Dehelchasa, that the Safik with the Safik is Aser, same idea, that it shouldn't be Astira and Hilchasa, that on the one hand, the Lach is like Rabbi Eliezer, that the Safik is Aser to a Safik, and on the other hand, the Lach is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov.